Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
North Dakota Supreme Court restores a near total abortion ban. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this was a great decision by the North Dakota Supreme Court that restores the state's near total abortion ban. You know, when Roe was overturned in 2022, of course, the abortion issue went back to the states. Some states have been protecting lives, some not so much. But fortunately, North Dakota is one of those states that has protected life and now went to the higher court in North Dakota to make that law solidified that will protect unborn children and women.
Yeah, this is an interesting ruling because North Dakota Supreme Court law has a provision that in order to rule a particular piece of legislation unconstitutional, they need four justices of the five to conclude that it's unconstitutional. There's five individuals on the North Dakota Supreme Court. They need four of the five.
Yeah, you got to call hold on. This is a little confusing. You have to hold on.
It's a little confusing because it's not what you normally see. So the ruling in this case was 3-2. In other words, three of the five justices said that the law was unconstitutional because it was vague as to when an abortion could be performed to save the life of the mother, and they felt that the state constitution actually provided a right to an abortion. That's the bad news. The good news is it wasn't four. It was three.
And it's not in the Constitution.
and so there's two of the five justices that said, no, this law passes constitutionality, and there's no right to an abortion in the North Dakota Constitution. So it's a 3-2 decision, but it actually upholds the constitutionality of the law. So the result is the law is constitutional and goes into effect. The law actually bans abortion after 6 weeks. And it has a few exceptions when it's deemed necessary to preserve the life or health of the mother. The law makes performing an elective abortion a felony, carrying a punishment of up to 5 years in prison with fines of up to $10,000. So a state court judge found that that was unconstitutional, that it was unconstitutionally vague as to when an abortion could be performed to save the mother's life. Goes to the North Dakota Supreme Court. The Supreme Court does not get enough of the justices to agree, and therefore the lower court's decision is reversed and the law goes into effect. So that's kind of the overview of this particular case. And although it's a little confusing, it's just a different kind of procedure. And in fact, you can see why they would do that. If you have, and maybe even more states should do this as well, if you have a state law that's passed by the legislature and it's challenged because it's allegedly unconstitutional under the state constitution, North Dakota says you need a supermajority of the justices to actually agree that that law is unconstitutional. In that situation, you need four of the five justices to agree. They didn't get four of the five justices. They got three of the five, and therefore that means that the law does not get overturned under state law. And this law now is in effect. It goes into effect now, and that now puts North Dakota in line with many of the other states that have passed these heartbeat or six-week abortion bans.
Well, you know, basically, I'm just grateful they had this rule where you had to have four justices because that made the difference between life and death for many of these children and many of these women in North Dakota. And as we know, life begins at conception. There's no 1 week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 15 weeks. It's at the moment of conception that is a life, and no one has any right to eliminate that.
Yeah, so I think this is a good result, interesting way that it gets there, but I think it's a safety net so that judges in the state Supreme Courts don't have this unchecked authority to just simply write off these state laws.
Right.
Because If it were simply a majority that you needed here, you would have had this law ruled unconstitutional.
Right, we would have lost that, yeah.
Yeah, so we have actually filed amicus briefs in a number of states where there has been litigation post-2022 when the Dobbs decision overruled Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. As you know, the battle has gone down to the individual state level, and there's been attempts just like this to take cases all the way up to the state Supreme Courts, to have the state Supreme Courts do what the federal activist bench did in the 1970s with Roe, so that they would create this new idea of an independent right to abortion in the state laws. There's been about 8 of those states. We filed amicus briefs in those states and have been very successful in blocking state Supreme Courts from going in the wrong direction.
Right, and we track all that on our website, lc.org/life. We track all of those different bans regarding life and abortion on there, so you can follow and find your state and see what's happening there.
Yeah, so in fact, we actually have a case in Florida that we filed 2 briefs on, and this came down in 2024. The Florida Supreme Court was one of those early states back in 1989 that created this independent so-called right to an abortion in the state constitution, in the Florida Constitution, saying that there was a right to abortion in Section 23 of Article 1 of the Florida Constitution, and that therefore from 1989 until 2022, Florida became even more liberal than Roe versus Wade. So when Roe was overturned in 2022, Florida was not impacted, because it had this independent state constitutional ruling from 1989 called N. Ray T.W. And in fact, Florida was impacted in a negative way because some of the other states like Alabama and Georgia and some of the other surrounding states, they were passing these pro-life laws. And so people were coming down to Florida as a destination for abortion. So out-of-state abortions increased from 2022 when Dobbs overruled Roe in June until April 1 of 2024, when that decision was reversed. Out-of-state abortions increased because people were coming to Florida to have their abortions in Florida when these other surrounding states were actually passing pro-life laws. So there was a case, Planned Parenthood filed suit against a 15-week abortion ban, just like what happened in the Dobbs decision. A 15-week abortion ban was challenged there. Planned Parenthood did the same thing in Florida, and it went to the Florida Supreme Court. And thankfully, in the meantime, Governor Ron DeSantis had the opportunity to appoint justices. In fact, that was the very first thing he was able to do after winning his first term, is appoint 3 new justices to the state Supreme Court, because 3 of them had termed out because of age. Mm-hmm. And that alone changed the direction of the Florida Supreme Court.
He'll be appointing another one soon, too.
He'll be appointing another one as well, because another one has just decided to retire mm-hmm. from the Florida Supreme Court, which means he will have appointed 6 of the 7 justices of the Florida
Supreme
Court. That's phenomenal. That's amazing.
Yes.
2 of those individuals are not there. 2 individuals that he appointed to the Florida Supreme Court, President Donald Trump appointed to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Mm-hmm.
So to the Florida Supreme Court, he's already appointed 2 that went to the Court of Appeals. And then he had to appoint more to the Florida Supreme Court. So it's amazing the amount of justices he's appointed. But that changed
yeah.
the direction
right.
and the judicial philosophy of the High Court of Florida.
And then, you know, a year ago, there was the Florida abortion amendment they were trying to pass. Planned Parenthood was trying to get that pushed through, and that very closely did not.
Yeah, so
God.
What happened is there were the 15-week abortion ban was there. We filed a brief in that case, 2 briefs, actually. One to support the law, and the other to ask the court to reverse N. Ray T.W. The court did both. They upheld the law and reversed the 1989 35-year-old opinion. Then we actually argued the other case with regards to the Florida abortion amendment, and that narrowly passed with a split decision, 4-3. And the one justice who's just now retiring is the one justice who made the 4 majority. So it's a good thing that he's actually going, and Ron DeSantis gets another opportunity to appoint another person there. But indeed, mm-hmm. we did win that battle in Florida. So this is a good decision, good development in North Dakota. There's other amendments that are on the ballot in 2026. Liberty Council, Liberty Council Action, we are working with coalitions to make sure that we continue to protect life in every state in the union. For more information, go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org/life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.